People who bought compact discs between 1995 and 2000 may be entitled to a refund. It's part of a settlement in a class action lawsuit brought on behalf of consumers by attorneys general from 41 states. Record companies have agreed to pay money to consumers and to provide millions of free CDs to schools and charitable groups. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
If you bought any recorded music during the period covered by the case, whether it was by country artist Faith Hill or by the rock band Faith No More, you could be entitled to a share of the $67 million settlement. The case revolves around whether the major record labels, such as Bertelsmann, Universal Music, and Sony, along with a number of retail chains, conspired to keep CD prices artificially high by setting minimum advertised sales prices. Steven Steingard is a Philadelphia lawyer who represents individual consumers in the case.
We've set up a program for persons who purchased compact discs and other music products between January 1, 1995 and December 22, 2000 to file a claim if they meet certain criteria, and they'd be entitled to a cash payment.
The court estimates over the 5 years covered by the case, music buyers were overcharged by at least $500 million. The record companies, however, maintain they did nothing wrong. They say the pricing system was designed to help the smaller record chains by preventing so-called superstores like Walmart and Circuit City from undercutting them by selling CDs at below cost. However, in the end, defendants say they agreed to settle to avoid what they say could have turned into a costly legal fight. Sarah Hansen is a spokesperson for Tower Records.
We've always believed that the claims against Tower asserted in the litigation are meritless, and consequently we have denied and continue to deny the allegations.
Consumers don't need a receipt to file a claim. They simply have to provide basic information about where and when they bought a CD in order to be eligible for a refund of up to $20. And along with the cash settlement, defendants also agreed to shell out another $75 million worth of free CDs for libraries and schools. At a Tower Records store in Washington, D.C., Hilda Keynes was perusing the aisles. She hadn't heard about the settlement.
Music purchases are something I do often, and that would certainly amount... Well, it's just a really kind of critical development for the consumer, and no one's heard of it.
Chrissy Healy, on the other hand, says she saw something in Rolling Stone magazine and had heard an announcement on her local music radio station. However, she wasn't sure whether she'd actually ever get around to filing a claim.
It's one of those things that you consider and then forget about as you turn the page in the magazine. I guess it would be worth it because I do spend a lot of money on CDs, so probably.
Around 1 million people have filed claims so far. However, if the number rises above 8.5 million, that would take the payout below $5 per person, too low an amount to refund customers by mail. The cash portion of the settlement would then simply be shifted over to the $75 million fund to buy free CDs for schools and libraries. Checks would not go out until May at the earliest. That's when a U.S. District Court judge in Maine, who's presiding over the case, is expected to make a final determination on the fairness of the settlement. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.